What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello.
We were, I went and warmed up some of my mom's chicken and noodles.
Can I watch you eat it?
No, I already ate it.
What? When?
And Anna missed out on all the fun.
She was too busy eating blueberries.
No, I came in here Bloobs. At 10, 11 because I didn't want to be late.
Well, right when you
did you see Anna? I mean, did you see Bubba sneak around the corner?
Right, because
he stuck around the corner, and you're like, I gotta go. Yeah. I thought for sure you saw.
Yeah, everybody was out front, and then I ate in the kitchen a little bit, and then as I walked out the side door, I was going to join everybody out front, and you were walking in the front door.
Yeah, she ran away. I thought for sure she saw you and like ran.
And then
no, I thought you were going to get mad if I was late.
We started to make a course blitz at his fucking pictures going.
Yeah, I was showing people pictures,
showing pictures of everything. So then I was like, you know what, Blitz, you're getting so skinny that you're getting an Al Sharpton head on you.
Yeah,
and it's like, and he didn't like that too much.
Well, I told you I had to stop the roids while I had COVID.
Right. He's like, I'm off my roids.
Right.
But he's starting to get Al Sharpton head, where you know, like Al Sharpton, for a while his head looked like it matched his body, but then he got real fucking skinny.
Yeah.
And I saw him
the other day.
Yeah. Blitz is gonna get back on his SWO program.
Yeah.
So he can get his body built back up to his head, but his head's a little Al Sharpton-ish. So that made him mad, so I had to stand behind Lummy while I was delivering that message. And then for some reason, I asked Lummy to give me an adjustment.
It's up on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, it is? Can we watch it?
Oh, man, we might want to preview that first, Bubba. You might want to preview that first.
You mean, did it show?
You had your, I mean, you
was,
mean.
Was I out?
Yeah.
But was I embarrassingly out, or was I... Was it?
No,
oh.
It shouldn't be. I mean, you weren't where you needed to be, so it shouldn't be embarrassing.
Here's Blitz. All right, so hold on. But what I'm saying is, do I look small or?
Well, yes, but you weren't where you need to be, so that does. I mean, that shouldn't really count.
I was just laying natural.
That's what
right?
I'm saying.
So it was
and
me.
for that, it was fine.
So okay, so for natural, I'm good.
But you might need. I mean, because like, you might need to preview it. I mean, I didn't. I wasn't at the same angle as Rhett, and my angle was not great.
Happy birthday, Big Gulp.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, let's not put this up yet, okay?
Well, it's unlisted.
I know, but you need to preview it first before you can play it.
205.
Yeah.
Fatty. Hold on.
You want to do that reverse thing that they talked about?
No, I don't even want to show this on screen.
Well, can you? So if you put it over there, I won't publish it.
All right. Don't publish it, Blitz. I'm not for real. I'm being for real.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Because I like how you like to make. I know. I just.
No, I don't. I don't.
I dogged you on the Al Sharpton head. I was just fucking ribbing.
I know.
Oh, that scared me. This is the first fuck.
First fuck's always the deepest.
Yeah.
So this is us. This is how we roll. We were outside the studio because we had like 5 minutes.
I'm going to show this preview real quick just so people can kind of see. So don't play it.
Oh, just.
So this is us out front. This is blah, blah, blah.
And Lummy's asking me at this point, hey, grab my arms and then I'll kick you up like, you know, the way the guy said.
I mean, I don't know if I don't think Lummy was begging you for that. I think you were asking.
That's going to hurt my arms.
No, I'll
this one's
gentle.
Tweet. No. No, I don't want to do the arm deal. I'm trying to get
right about here is where the acorn would pop out.
But Red might have been high enough.
Easy. Easy, Mommy. Okay, Red.
Ready?
Give me
ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
You can hear a pop. Did you hear a pop?
Yeah, but I also my wiener too.
I see it. It looks good though.
Doesn't look too bad.
I know. It actually looks like it's hanging nice.
Nobody, don't plug this on the air, Blitz.
I'm not. Anna's laughing at your wiener.
Now, look at Lummy. He's instantaneously trying to come up with excuses. Look, so he knows I'm mad.
That was good.
That was good.
I heard a little crack.
A little? There was like seven of them.
I think I saw
I had to get you. You saw a Fupa?
It feel good.
Put your dick, Butz. That was a good one.
Yeah. Was that a Fupa?
I think you got one.
Oh, yeah. You can't be you can't be playing that. Bubba.
Wait, Brett did.
Well, I mean,
you can't be playing that. Come on.
That's not that bad of a fupa, though, for me.
No. The fupa's not
that's
bad.
That's good.
Look, I'm even kind of.
Wait,
you do look thinner, though.
Yeah.
This was a couple days ago. Look at that.
205?
Yeah.
All Blitz does is just show his picture how skinny he is and how big his dick is.
Yep.
I'm tired of it. Who do I report an HR violations to?
Your nips are hard as fuck.
Right now?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Look at that nip.
She's not wrong.
Hold on. I roll around with hard nips all the time.
Super hard.
What the fuck? I mean, it could be 110 out. My nips would be just...
He had a black shirt. Still right through it.
Oh, I got industrial nips.
And hold on. And you have an undershirt on, too.
If I didn't wear an undershirt...
Oh, my God. You can't be touching them.
I can't touch my own nips.
No,
that's not cool.
I'm just telling you the rules,
Mr. Glenn. You can't touch your own nips. Why not?
I mean, I would be all the time.
I mean, I got some nice nips.
I know, me too.
Anna, do you think I got good nips?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Did you do that reverse thing that they talked about?
No, that's gonna hurt my arms.
No, I'll
just my nips.
I
want to
hear
out.
That crack again.
My nips are always out. Wait, but you think I can get a surgery to get my nips to go in?
That's Dan.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $20 cash.
No. Is Iggy staying the night Friday?
He said he doesn't know, cocksucker.
I don't want to do the arm deal. But let me control it. Easy. Easy, mommy. Okay.
So you do like to cuddle.
I feel like, no, I just like to be comfortable. I mean, I'm afraid he's going to snap me.
Ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
I heard it. Oh my God!
You don't want to publish that. You don't want to publish that.
Come on,
you don't want to publish that. Trust me.
What did we put? What did we put Bubba's face over that part? As a cleaner.
I mean, oh, Bubba,
it's
no.
Like a video. Matt, can you put Bubba's face over his
No, nobody, nobody do nothing with this. Look at that thing. It's hanging down like an elephant trunk.
It looks low. Good. Why does it look so low?
Because it's long.
It's big. Look how big it is there. I mean, look how...
He's making those basketball shorts work. Testing the seam.
Hey, Anna, what did you do at work today? I was looking at a video from
my
boss and some other guy. Looks like Gob Ross.
Look at that. It looks like it's really stretched down to zero.
His elephant trunk was hanging out.
What in the hell does it look that big? It isn't even that big. It looks big. It looks big as fuck.
It does. It does.
Look at that. It's stretching the material.
You said that's
it gives
amazing.
An optical illusion.
It gives the material like a real long camel toe.
So that's
I mean,
all ladies.
Okay, so maybe not that exact still shot, but I can tell you have lost weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot going on there.
I mean.
On his hairy legs with 1,000 bits.
Look, and it looks like he's killing me. Look. Okay. You
Whoa.
That was a good one, though. That was good. That was good.
I heard a little crack.
A little? There was like seven of them.
I think I saw
I'm sorry, but Bubba, I had to get you.
You saw a fupa?
You're such a dick, Butz. That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. A fupa?
I think he's got a little...
He's all pin.
Yeah, when you went to the kitchen to get your soup warmed up, what were you doing?
He was excited for the chicken noodle soup. Hold on. Listen, he had seven back cracks.
See, I don't know if that right there is my gut or is that a fupa. Which one right there?
It's hard to tell.
That's just the bottom part of your gut.
Gut.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
bottom
my
part of your gut called.
I think my fupa's here, isn't it? Isn't that where your fupa is?
Yeah.
And then there's your cock.
Yeah.
There it is.
Jesus Christ.
There really is.
There you go. New press picture. Tits hanging low.
Tits hanging low.
Looking at your dick.
I mean, you know what? At least I can see my dick now.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I got a few still shots that you could use as a press picture.
Holy f-
I thought I was looking good.
You are, and you're lighter. I've never gotten you above my head.
Yeah. Let's not put this up, okay?
Oh.
I mean, everybody's just going to isolate it and just fuck with me on the deal.
That'd be a good, like, the short videos for YouTube
Can
and even
you
on TikTok.
I took?
What, Blitz?
You got to see the pictures I took when you were doing that.
Hello? Are you going to send them to me?
You want me to?
Well, I mean,
you're going to show them on video?
You're having a one-man fucking party over there.
I know. I'm going to use them later.
For later on?
Yeah.
When he's in the bathroom jerking it.
Right.
I tried to jerk it yesterday and I couldn't do it.
People, I thought you said you did.
Yeah, you said you
did. I thought you said you snapped one off.
You lied.
No, oh, it was the day before.
No. Yesterday I snapped one.
Yeah.
2 days before I couldn't.
Well, you're
getting your story straight, Clem.
Bubba, they want to know in chat, how much would it take to have you post the video? How many bits?
It's not viable.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
It's just embarrassing how far I've become.
How far you've lost all the weight and you look good.
You do look thinner.
Thank you.
And your dong looks huge.
That is true.
Because it is huge.
My dong feels bigger.
It looks it.
And when
video.
I piss, I get real thick ropes full of piss.
It's hot.
Like, you know, when I'm pissing, it feels thick. You know?
Thick with two C's.
Yeah, like when I'm holding my dick, my dick doesn't feel thick, but my rope of stream feels thick.
Mm.
You're over there holding, it's like... You're like, yeah, feels thick. That's a thick fucking rope of piss.
I sent you a couple pictures of your phone.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, brother, it's Tampa Terry calling. Not really. It's
Hey, are you spending the night or not?
I'm not answering that question for fear that I may incriminate myself in some sort of something. Anyway, I just called to say happy birthday, Big Gulp. I didn't hear everybody mention that on the air.
I did.
Big Gulp's birthday.
Is this Iggy?
If you did, I missed
yes.
it.
Hi, Iggy.
Hi.
I just
Are you spending
it.
The night Friday?
He just said it.
I can't answer that question.
Why?
I can't answer that question.
Everyone in the chat wants to know, is this Peterborough Pete?
Is Peterborough Pete or unsavory character?
This is the number one caller from Canada, brother. I can't breathe heavy like that because I'm not on the toilet.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But, Iggy, are you spending the night Friday or not?
I don't know yet. I can't answer that question. So, but I may do 199 on the inversion table as Bubba Parrot. So,
Hey, can you bring
you can't
some?
Do that.
Can you bring some wood screws and a screw gun? I need some shelves hung.
I already put them in my bag, buddy.
Oh, okay, buddy. Well, that means I would hope. I hope you spend the night. I'd cook your breakfast Saturday morning.
See, here's the thing. I'd like to. I bought one of those fancy bullshit air mattresses that they call Sleep Number Bed and paid like $75,000 for it. Mm-hmm. And I hate the fucking thing. So they're coming to pick it up. And I don't know what time. So their fucking window is like 3 to 4 hours sometime on Saturday, yada, yada,
and Wizzy's
so
got her
really
brother in town, so she can't do shit.
Yeah, so she can't do it for me. So, I can't. Mommy
usually,
can't do it for
usually
me.
Usually, mommy's pretty good about handling daddy's chores, but mommy's got her brother there.
She bailed me out on some shit last night. I sold my truck, so she bailed me up.
You sold your truck?
Yeah. Well, listen, the truck market's crazy right now. So
I've been trying to buy one.
Wait, what? The truck market's crazy?
Blitz, can I sell my truck? I bet you I'm fucking $5,000 up on it.
That's what Iggy was.
I bet you could. That's what I put. I put almost $4,700 in my pocket on a fucking lease buyout. Imagine that.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait, why are your trucks up?
Because they're expensive as fuck used right now.
Well,
because
trucks are up right now. Everything's up.
Yeah.
Everything's up.
Everything up except Bitcoin and Dogecoin. It's down.
Shit. I thought it went up.
Yeah, it went back down.
But aren't they saying gas is going to go back down too for some reason?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to check. I'm going to call up Elder Ford and see how much. I mean, if I could put $4,500 in my pocket, fuck that truck.
I'm telling you that's what I just heard yesterday or the day before. The truck market is like up 40% down here. It's like it's crazy,
and especially down here. Like used cars right now around here are ridiculous, and they're flying off the fucking shelves. Well, a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, I still got a smart car. I got a smart car, a fucking crane machine, and a Crown Vic Blitz. I got plenty of transportation.
For real, I don't know if Luggy wants to say who, but like, you know, who he went through, they're paying top fucking dollar for cars right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Auto Nation. I went through Auto Nation, but CarMax.
Oh, you did? You did?
Too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you went to CarMax.
I got a couple of dents in my truck. They don't give a fuck, do they?
Who, what?
Well, it depends. Obviously, it affects the value, that the condition of it. I mean, you got a busted taillight, allegedly, someone allegedly
busted. Dan busted my taillight, but he saved my life, so I'll take a busted taillight.
Absolutely. I would just like to say, Dr. Dan, thank you, Dr. Dan. I don't know if you're listening, but if you're listening, I'll take the chance. Thank you very much for everything you did. You were above and beyond an amazing man. And I'm really
and Wizzy was hurting, and he stepped her up on some shit, and she got better.
Yeah, she's still fighting it. She's not 100%, but I don't. Her doctor was like, "Yeah, fuck you. If you start coughing, give us a call."
Yeah, that's how most people are.
Kidding me.
Yeah, most doctors, they don't do fucking hardly anything.
Right.
Dan gets you whipped up on some shit quick.
I hate calling Dr. Dan. I hate calling in favors. You know that. And I hated to call Dr. Dan, but I was like, listen, hey, Dr. Dan, can you hook us up? And
you're like the inner sanctity of the family. Like, you know. You know, there's like just some super fucking royalty, and you're in that league. You know, Travis and Light and Fildo and
just a bunch of fucking jobbers. That's all we are.
The Nashes.
I'm just going to tell you that fountain better be fixed tomorrow, or my Paper Tiger Travis is going to have a tear right up his.
I'm tired of fucking Paper Tiger Travis saying that he's going to get this fountain fixed.
He spent 3 months fixing the wrong fucking pump. So
yeah,
I'll fight that guy. I'm telling you,
fucking
right now.
Tired of that guy's bullshit.
I'm saying that guy's bullshit. If it wasn't for his wife and that hot ass, I don't know that I'd even talk to him anymore.
Exactly. Well,
that's the only reason why a lot of them come around. Let's get real.
Yeah, let's get
absolutely
real.
The only reason. That's the only reason.
Nobody likes Mike.
He smells funny and he doesn't get anything done.
Nobody likes Mike, the fucking Paper Tiger. Nobody likes Mike. Right. Everybody likes Creatine Travis's wife's got the hottest
absolutely.
Ass.
But I am looking forward to those soft ginger hands of that big Pred motherfucker. I'm looking to see him tomorrow. So I really like when he sits next to me and he puts his hand on my knee. Oh, boy.
Who's that? Oh,
Big Pred.
Big Pred.
Oh, Red said a big Pred. Yeah. You know, Red is a predator. I want everybody to know that. Red will just Pred the fuck out of you.
Hey, love you, Big Red.
I love Big Red, too, but he's Big Red the Pred. That motherfucker is a full-blown predator.
Holy
absolutely. Soft blood. Ginger hands, say it. Mm.
Oh, yeah. He's just always working it. Always trying to work some puss and stuff. I'm just saying.
I'm going to self-edit before the fucking chat turns on me. Not that they're already
too late.
Everybody's afraid to turn on you because Blitz have the ability to kill people.
Yeah, so do I, but whatever.
No, I said you and Blitz. You and Blitz have the ability to kill people.
Yeah,
I don't want problems
over there moaning about something. Anyway, if it wasn't said, thank you, Dr. Dan. I appreciate it, and happy birthday, Big Gulp, and Bubba Army is fucking gets all of us through all of it. So,
all right,
everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Aggie.
Happy birthday to Big Gulp, huh?
Yeah.
You guys are almost birthday twins.
Almost. William Shakespeare, too, huh?
What, on yours?
April 23rd.
Another,
April 23rd. William Shakespeare, and William Shakespeare also died on his birthday.
Interesting.
Wouldn't that really suck? That if you died, happy birthday. Oh, you fucking died. I mean, if there's one day.
We should made it another year.
Well, maybe not technically, because I was born at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. So if I died before 4, then theoretically I would be not.
Exactly at 4 p.m.
Yeah, I was born exactly, like, I think, 4:01 p.m.
Hmm.
And Doug Klim wasn't even there. He was at the factory working. Because back in the day, the dads couldn't be in the delivering room. They had to be, like, in the fucking waiting room, just sitting there.
I almost had two birthdays.
What do you mean?
I was almost born on May 9th in Israel, but in the United States, it would have been May 8th.
But where'd you take your first breath?
Israel.
I know.
But it was almost the night. It was 11:30 p.m. at night over there. So it was,
Were you guys living in Israel at the time?
Yes.
Well, then what does it matter what day the fuck it was in America?
I'm just saying, like, it would have technically been May 8th in America.
Yeah, well, you're not born here, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're a fucking illegal.
Your birthday shouldn't even count.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't.
It's
not
Israeli birthday.
Yeah. Right.
We'll go by the.
Do you get certain things? Like, do you get to fill your taxes out differently or anything?
No,
like that?
Of
course she does.
No, I'm not.
She has to. She's illegal.
Yeah.
I'm a legal. I have a passport.
When she fills out the IRS forms, it's the not a real American box.
Yes.
Hold on. Fuck. Are you an American?
Yeah. Yes, Bubba. Yes. Well, I'm a citizen. I vote.
But she's not a real American.
Yeah, you're just a citizen.
You're like Hogan, a real American hero or nothing.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not like Hogan.
No.
But I'm saying is, like, you know, you had to apply.
She has a thermos, though.
We are granted when, because, you know, we're born.
I think I was always a citizen.
We just got our paperwork automatically in the system.
I think I did too, because my mom was American.
No.
Yeah. She had to FedEx it over.
You weren't even here.
Yeah. I know so, but my mom, it was like but I was born abroad.
But they had to fill out some extra paperwork.
Probably, yeah.
Like, you know, when we were, when we were born here, it's just you're here.
Yeah,
so you don't got to fill out I'm here paperwork.
Yeah, you're right, because when I had to get my a new passport because mine got stolen, I couldn't show my birth certificate.
Right, because it's
because you don't have one.
Filthy Egyptian.
What?
Right, yeah.
Now I'm Egyptian?
Yeah.
Is that where you're born?
You might as well
close
be.
Enough.
Yeah, not even close.
Where was she born?
Israel.
How close is Egypt to Israel?
Fairly close.
Pretty close.
Don't they fight each other?
No. Yeah.
Well,
sometimes.
The Israelis lived there for a while.
Now, hold on. Egypt is in Africa.
Correct.
Isn't it? And now, isn't Israel on the western banks of Africa?
It's in Europe.
Never eat. Sorry. It'd be on the east side.
I mean, on the eastern banks of Africa.
It's not in the African continent. It's technically in Asia.
Is it really?
I'm Asian. Guys, yes.
You're Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew you were had some fucking hotness to you.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm Asian.
Are you Persian?
No.
But I mean, what continent were you born in?
Asia.
You weren't born in Persia?
I was born in a North American.
Yeah, so we're North Americans.
I mean, Blitz, we were born on the North American continent, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, if you were to start on the continent that you were born in, we were born in North America, right?
Yeah, I'm Asian.
Okay, but you were born on what continent?
Asia.
Asia. Mm. Then within Asia, what country were you born in?
Israel.
Israel. You're an Asian or Israeli.
Excuse me?
We're North American Americans.
Okay.
North American Americans.
Yeah. That's right, because America's in North America.
Right.
So
we're born in what country?
North America. We're born in the United States of America.
I'm a United States of America American.
Yeah, we're American.
We're North American United States of America.
I'm an Asian Israeli American.
No, there's no American.
Don't put the American part in there. That's not fair.
What the hell?
Quit fucking around and quit trying to be on our. You're not an American.
You're not cool.
This is the only home I've ever known.
No, not really.
This ain't where
you took your first breath.
Yeah, but right. I speak English very well. Look at me.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah. I don't speak English very well, but I'm still fucking a North American, USA American.
That's right.
But
you're an American. You're proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm proud to be a USA American.
Me too.
Calm down over there, Chunks.
I know.
Hello?
God bless America.
Hey, Bubba?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Robert, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm out of Pensacola, and I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for getting me through all the shit times, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm kind of relying on you guys to get me through some shit times right now, but but we're doing pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fixing to hook up the PayPal and start sending you some money, man.
All right, buddy.
We appreciate you doing that, buddy.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate everything y'all do. And Anna, I just wish I knew what you smelled like. That's the only thing I...
Whoa.
Do you like what you see?
Have you ever been inside a portalette?
Sir, I bet you her pussy smells great.
Oh, my God.
Fresh and not used.
Anna, is that wrong for me to say
that? I'm glad you said it smells great versus disgusting smelling.
I bet you she's got like a flowery, you know, not real used.
Like poopery.
Like a fresh new car.
Yeah.
Brand new car smell.
Yeah, like a fresh leather smell.
Yeah, burnt rubber.
That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. That's what I want to go with. Anyway.
That's what we're going with.
Anyway, man, thanks a lot. When you got the corona, man, my whole life, I was like, oh, shit, no Bubba every day to get me through the shitty day.
And Bubba was saying no shit and fucking Bubba to get me through my shitty day.
Yeah, I know. I felt for you, man. And I appreciate everything y'all do. And
Sir, have you ever been on the road behind like an old car that's carbureted, it's really just running rich, and it's like dripping oil on the headers?
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
No, Anna smells like a brand like a brand new car that's not even gotten its warranty broke in on it yet. All right, buddy, we love you, buddy. Thank you, appreciating us. We appreciate you, and I appreciate the pals, PayPal, funded by
thanks, Robert.
Funded by like 5,500 people. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, pickup truck is way, way high because they want to buy small cars.
B-Fud, ladies and gentlemen.
From CIO.
From CIO.
I buy a small car, a Ford SUV.
A smart car.
EcoSport. And I drop at least $25 on it.
Oh, big baller.
Drive really nice.
So you went in there and threw in, like, what, said I got $25,000 drop on this bitch?
Oh, no, I put $10,000 on my credit card, and I have
on your credit card?
This motherfucker, this guy's a straight baller. This motherfucker is
Why would you put that on your credit card?
Because he has a 0% yippee-yo with fucking 15% points back or some shit.
Yeah. Long hand walking, bitch.
Hey,
B-Fud, I'm trying to... I need to buy a new car, B-Fud. What should I get?
A small car, like... Well, EcoSport is really good. Great gas mileage. I see one.
Do you have, like, is it like an Edge? Is it an Edge?
No, yeah. A Edge and a Escape.
Yeah, but it's tough, to pick up pussy in an Escape.
Yeah, I'm not getting a fucking Edge, man.
Buddy, B-Fud, it's tough to pick up pussy in an Edge, buddy. I mean,
I know.
Oh, no. No, for you and Bubba, pick up a Bronco. Got four-wheel drive.
Oh, a Bronco.
Yeah.
You think I'm fucking OJ? I don't want to buy a Bronco.
No. The new one.
The new big ones are nice, but I'm not a fan.
Sex Machine 316, 1,000 bits.
I got a badass F-150 Lariat. It's got the fucking exhaust on it, 5-liter K&N. I don't know, man. I'm just going to hang on to it.
Oh, you can sell that for $55 now.
How much?
I tell you what, Bubba, I was looking at a Ram the other day. It's the one I wanted. $57,000 used.
All right, but so I got a 2019 Ford Lariat.
Mm-hmm. How many miles you got?
37,000 miles.
Oh, so the warranty just ran out.
Oh, it did?
Isn't Ford 36,000?
No, I think mine's like 100,000. Bumper, whatever the fuck it is. It's a Lariat. It's got 37,000 miles on it. I would say it was clean. And the only thing it is, it's not four-wheel drive. But it's got everything else but four-wheel drive.
Damn, four-wheel drives are like really...
I know, motherfucker, but go to the Kelly Blue Buck Willie and tell me what a 2019 loaded 5.0 liter, it's got all the upgrades, leather.
Oh, you got a V8 in there.
Yeah, 5-liter V8.
Oh, that is 50 right there, or 45.
Well, I think it's probably worth about 40.
Mikey Born Gaming, 1,000 bits.
All right, 2019
F-150.
Ford
F-150 Lariat, leather guts.
F-150 with Super Cab? Super Crew. You got Super Crew.
Crew with the 20-inch all aluminums. I got the 20-inch wheels on it.
38,000 miles.
38,000 miles on it.
All right, let's check it out. Hang on.
With the fucking bed liner. Mm. And I could put a train horn on there if you really needed it for an extra
Lariat trip. Pickup. You got the 5.5-foot bed or 6.5? I think you get the 5.5.
All right, fucking jip me out of that. All right.
Well, I think that's what you have, though.
All right, 5.5-foot bed. I got a toolbox back there.
Oh.
It's white.
White, it's fucking loaded.
We're going to say good condition.
Yeah, good condition, of course. See how much I got coming to me.
I'm searching right now.
I think I owe $29,000 on it. I think I owe $29,000. Maybe $28,000. Hmm. What's it searching? What's it saying?
Your trade-in values right now are anywhere from 39 to 43.
What?
That's trade-in.
Oh.
Or you can donate it.
Donate it to...
You got a 12,000 kicker.
I might have 10,000 in my truck.
Isn't that crazy?
I think I'm taking it. I'll walk. Fuck it.
With the standard options, and that does so it doesn't include the exhaust and all that. Although resale doesn't really add a whole lot to a trade or trade in doesn't. You're at almost 42,000.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
I'm trading my truck in today.
Mommy, your truck is the shit.
Oh, but I can still get 20 for it, and it's paid off.
Really.
I wish it was
four wheel drive. I was going to buy it from you.
Are you really going to go? Are you really going to go sell?
I'm
it?
I'm looking at it. I just saw.
What do you need a truck though? Don't you?
Yeah, I was going to buy another one.
Yeah, but
then you're going to be paying premium for a new one. Just so you know.
No, I was going to buy like Rhett's truck from him.
B-Fud, you been getting any pussy lately?
No, I said buying.
He's driving a fucking Escape.
Cars and be a bottle and.
Are you flipping cars? Are you flipping cars now? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, how much money How much money do you have?
Oh, I got enough in my gamma pain stuff, in my stocks, bonds, and plus Bitcoin. Come on, Bitcoin is a hype. Just buy yourself some gold and put it in your safe.
And how about silver?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can take that out of your safe and fail it and all that.
I agree. I've got a stack of silver. I love it.
You got precious metals as part of your portfolio, B-Fud?
Yes.
Yes. Ten. No pussy.
I walk it. And for you, Yana, okay, don't feel bad, you're Israel.
DJ Next 1,000 bits.
I can't speak. What the white way in America?
The white way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm special.
You're 62.
He's got a 62, yeah. And he knows how to work on the disability system.
Yeah, don't worry about you from Israel.
He's probably got $100,000 in the bank, and
there's
he gets
no
probably.
Way.
I bet you. I bet you.
There's no way.
You don't think
Come
he's
on.
Got?
No.
You don't think he's got $100,000 in the bank?
Hell no.
Oh, don't trust this bank. Put the money inside your little bank bag.
Yeah.
Oh, so how much cash do you got?
You don't want the government to know how much money you already have.
He's got Come it in on, that fucking Bubba. Chest that he's got.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you got more than 50,000 cash?
Something like that.
No, yeah. He doesn't.
I'm okay.
You're very financially secure, are you not, buddy?
Yeah.
And I mean, you get free fucking government money every month, like what, $2,400, something like that.
No, that not free. I work for a living.
No, you.
I'm on Social Security. I pay in.
No, hold on.
Come on.
And I pay taxes on my Social Security.
Well, don't you get? Hold on, B-Fud, don't you get?
You tweaked your back while working at the library and got a permanent disability deal.
My knee.
His knee.
Okay, you tweaked your knee while working at the library. You went in there.
No, I was a contractor.
You were what?
Contractor. Remember, he was weren't you stretching carpet?
He was stretching carpet at the library as a contractor.
Drywall or carpet?
Yeah, you were stretching carpet.
He was working as a contractor. He fucking tweaked himself like Travis. And then he's got the rest of his life. He's on disability.
Now, but don't you have a pension or something from your father?
No, I have a pension from my government.
From your grandma?
From your government.
No, yeah, because I was a government worker.
Okay, so you were a government worker, contractor for
how long? But you did get some money. You got some money from your father or something, though, right?
Oh, the life insurance.
Yeah, okay. Life insurance. Yeah. This guy's fucking loaded, man. So you worked for the government for how long? Like, you got this posh government contractor job for, like, what, six years, and you were kicking carpet at the library.
Fucking slip and fall deal.
And you fucking slip and fall creatine Travis deal on your deal. Got J.D. Acco to fill out some fucking fancy paperwork for you. Next thing you know, you get Social Security. You get like $2,400 for the rest of your life.
Probably more than that.
You still have to pay taxes on it.
I know. But
so what?
Who gives a fuck? You got to pay 30% on fucking found money. You don't got to get your ass up and do shit for it.
And now found money. You work for it. You put the money in.
Come on.
For 6 years, you put a little smattering of money in, but for the rest of your life, you're going to be getting
Because I'm special, I don't put no money in. The government and my other company match it and give back me the money.
So you're saying because you were graded out as a special guy, you didn't even have to take any out. They just special matched you because you're special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
And he laughs about it.
And he laughs. And we're having to get up every fucking day at 4:30 and come in
here. We got
to
pay this motherfucker.
So we can pay this motherfucker. He's out there
buying me my Ford ankle spot.
Out there laying 25 grand blitz on a car with a $10,000 fucking
credit card down payment.
And how many of these motherfuckers are rolling around?
A lot.
Laughing about it.
Mm-hmm. And the reason the truck is so high, everybody wants the small cars now because The gas price will go higher.
Be funny. It's the opposite. People are trying to buy trucks like crazy. That's why the prices are so high.
Oh, no. Green Deal. And
Green New Deal?
Pricing the,
no.
Sorry.
Yep. And they are pricing means, the yes, but, electric car. And the state of Florida, they are burying 3 or 4 more stations for to plug in your electric car.
Be fun. If people didn't want to buy trucks, used trucks would not be expensive. The reason why they're so expensive is because everyone's trying to buy them.
Do you miss Florida, B-Fud?
Do you miss watching the girls play volleyball?
Sometimes.
Did you used to jack off and watch the girls play volleyball?
Yes, I mean.
No. I don't take my bad guy around the corner for that.
Brother Farm.
How about you, Ina? Do you take your bad guy around the corner when you're watching Baba?
I took my bad guy around the corner yesterday. It was the first time I've been succeeded in a while. But I did take my bad guy around the corner.
Was it Hawaii or Michigan with a Wisconsin kicker?
It was more like probably
Fiji.
Just Honolulu.
Like probably Alabama.
Okay.
Are you a spittle or a squirtle?
Am I a spittle or a squirtle?
Computa.
I don't know, buddy. I'm just trying to get by till tomorrow. Friday's my birthday. All right. Well,
do I say goose?
What?
Be fun. We gotta let you
say
go.
Your gooch?
Oh, yeah. Do I have a goose act?
I don't know. I even missed that one.
Have to clean up all your mess.
Oh, the goo.
I tend
to go right to the shower. Right from the mess to the shower, buddy. What I do.
I did it yesterday myself, and I let it ride. I haven't taken a shower yet.
Do you crustate, B-Fud?
For weeks.
What's that?
Like you just let it lay, the cum just lay on your belly. And crustate. You just crustate it out.
Mm. No, just take a sile. And take it.
It's a waste of water, man.
Is your mom still alive?
Around the corner in the bathroom.
Do you still live with your mom?
Yes.
How is Mrs. B-Fud doing?
Oh, good.
Right. Does she know you still are a big fan of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does she think bad of us because you went back home or what?
Oh, no.
I think deep down she was missing you, don't you think?
I don't know. Mm.
She was getting ass when he was gone.
Oh, was she getting laid a lot when you were gone?
No, I don't think so.
Does she get laid? Does she get laid much?
Nope.
That's
I put my foot down on that.
Oh, you put your foot down.
You're
on
the cock
that?
Block?
You said, listen, Mom, you're not fucking it.
Yeah.
Like, what did you say exactly?
He's like, that pussy's mine. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
No. This is my mom. No guy coming over.
Say that pussy's
at all.
That pussy's mine. Say
what if
it.
Your What if your mom fell in love, B-Fud?
Say that pussy's mine. Say it.
Nope, never will happen.
You don't want your mom ever fucking again?
I want my mom to get fucked.
Yeah, she's got to get hers.
Get another heart attack.
do you know how much cooler your mom would be if she was getting some dick?
Right.
Hell no. Plus, I want my mom to be still alive because I want to be a massive cult.
Massive cult?
Yeah, I got a license on my mom, too.
Oh, that's what it is. He doesn't want her to fall in love in case she gets married, and then if she dies, he doesn't get the fucking life insurance.
His exact words were, I have a massive life insurance policy
Holy
on here.
Shit.
What a grifter.
So if she falls in love with some D, next thing you know, some of that fucking money might be going over to that
See,
D.
See, B-Fred's not as dumb as you think.
You're evil.
See, I'm watching my money. And my investment.
Your
investment's your mom. Pussy.
What kind of Gross. Money? What kind of life insurance policy?
What kind of ROI do you get on that pussy?
Return on the investment. What type of policy do you have on your mama?
No, my mom got it on whole, and she make me be whole. Panafisher.
Yeah, you're Panafisher.
You're Panafisher. All right, so she's got it on herself, but you're the Panafisher.
Yep.
Yeah. But like, what does a panafisher get? If Mama B-Fud would take a lick, what does a panafisher get?
Call me with the big bologna. That was the best.
Oh, enough. I tell my mom, after I pay you
funeral
cream mayo and all that.
After I play for your cream mayo.
Yeah, and I need a me time. I would sit, hit you, Nine Kingdom, and
hold on.
Over Linda.
Once she gets cremated, then you're gonna need some me time, and you're gonna take her to Great Britain.
No,
Magic Kingdom.
Oh, you're gonna take her to the Magic Kingdom?
No, I take myself to Linda.
Take yourself to London.
So your mom's gonna be in your mom's gonna die. You're gonna get her cremated. You're gonna put her in her urn. You're gonna put her up there in fucking Spokane, and then you're going to London on a trip.
Yeah, for a month. that enough time for a me time.
And when you go to London for a month on your mom's life insurance policy, what do you think you're gonna get yourself into, bud?
Nothing. Long live the Queen. I love Queen Elizabeth.
I hope Bobby beats you up.
Now, like, what would you do? What would you do over there in London? Your mom's back in Spokane, fucking burned up, and now you got 250 large to go to London. What are you doing? Like, are you getting some pussy? Are you buying a new?
Oh club? No, Stonehenge.
Are you gonna go see Stonehenge? Some stupid rock formations.
Yeah.
Hell I kind of want to go to.
That'll confuse a 62 for weeks.
Yeah. Homie with the big baloney and a thousand bits.
Just sit there and look at it. I wonder how those walks got there.
He'll know.
I wonder how those fucking walks got there. Now, if your mom died, would you start having some, and you're going to have a lot of money, would you start having some sluts up in the house?
No. I don't want my money to come up messing.
You don't want you.
You can't trust. You can't trust the slut come in your home.
That's true. See, Bob, Bifud's smart.
He's so right. You don't want anything.
Go to a motel.
So you're gonna go and fuck him there
at a motel. Like
yeah.
Or okay. You can drive your fucking EcoSport Edge right to the door.
Are you getting the kind of hotel where you park right outside your door there, or is that the kind you're getting?
He wants to see his EcoSport from the window.
Right.
Yes. White.
He wants to be able to keep the cooler in the trunk, and he can just walk outside and get that out of the
grab his natty ice.
Yeah. So now, be fun. When your mom does die and you get all this money, are you going to go crazy on bitches?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you? First of all, what's wrong with you? You got a monthly check coming in for free from the government that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And then you got.
And I did everything, and everything is boring now. I gamble. I stopped gamble because it's boring. Because I won a lot. And
hold on. I gambled, but I stopped gambling because I won a lot.
Yeah, that would get really boring if you keep winning.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So you used to gamble. Now what? Are you fucking?
I can catch cards. Blackjack.
Oh, you can count cards.
I can count. Yeah. That's why I say it's boring. And...
Be fun.
You're so full of shit. Yeah. If you were gambling and winning, you'd still be there fucking winning.
Yeah, and who can say no to pussy?
Like donkey teeth BTL at 5,000 bits hang up on this cocksucker.
Because when you're winning at the casino, all the pussy's coming around you. Because they know they're making money, and they're going to try to get some, they're going to try to sell you some pussy.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, B-Fun. How much do you think you won total in your gambling career?
30,000? Yeah.
He was playing without real money.
Yeah.
No, it's real money.
Yeah, no, but hold on.
Come on, why would you quit then?
Yeah, why would you quit? And you got to admit, when you're winning, don't the bitches start going crazy? They're trying to give you some pussy?
Yeah. Listen,
then you have to worry about these hoes right there want some money and...
But you know they're whores, and you're like, listen, whore, come up to my bedroom here for $500. We're going to fuck. And then you're, when we're going to go back down here, you can keep being a whore.
I did that and all that. It out of my stomach.
So full of shit.
Washington have casinos?
He said, I got it out of my stomach.
The Indy casinos.
All right, B-Fud, we don't know what's real with you, buddy, but some of your stories are fascinating, my friend. Like when you become real rich, are you gonna start donating more money to us? Like when your mom dies and you get a lot of money?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you don't ever give us. You don't give us.
I'll be your new investment.
Oh, you'll be like it's from live from the B-Fud studios.
Bubba B-Fud Real Network.
Oh, the Bubba B-Fud Radio Network.
You're going to have that much money, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, that's 100 grand right there. That would be if you're gonna have co-labeling of the network. That's 100K, buddy.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
big time,
big time.
I'm glad I have that kind of money.
Me too. So all right, buddy. Listen, appreciate you calling in. I don't know what we would do without you. We love you.
Love you.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
I guess
I'm at right now. You can sit here and clown that motherfucker all you want, but he's got to. Well, he's got a racket.
Full of shit's what he is.
I guess you can
Blitz,
count
he's
cards.
He's got a racket.
Hold on. You can count cards in poker now? I mean.
No, but he's got a racket going.
He said blackjack, Lemmy.
Yeah, but there's no blackjack in Washington.
Oh, yeah, it's like he got him. Look at you.
Maybe he was going to Oregon or something.
There's not an Oregon.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Transport of the Stars. It's Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
Here's your truck, Blitz.
I heard Blitz say he's looking for a Ram. I'll sell you mine, Blitz. 3,500 crew cap, dually long bed, $35,000.
Does it have the 12-inch screen on it?
No, I do
don't
not
want
have
it.
The new radio. It's a 17.
No, don't want it.
Blitz, are you looking for a Ram?
Yeah.
What are you looking for, bud?
That's the problem. I'm not really sure. But like a 2020 Ram with the fucking 12-inch screen. The brand new one.
I hate Rams.
The new ones are the nicest trucks out.
I can't afford that fancy stuff. I was just going to make you a sweet deal on a 17 for 35, considering what they're going for.
Yeah. Hey, Blitz, I bet you remember that QIK 7.3 cargo van I bought from QIK I first started? I bet you that's an old 7.3.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that's worth some fucking money.
Probably.
The old 7.3s, I think it's like a 2002, 2004 Ford FE350 or something. Fuck.
Best motor to have.
The old 7.3s. Yeah, I know.
The old strokers were the only ones worth anything.
Yep. All right, my man, Transporter. We love you, buddy.
I'm either going to buy that or like a newer BMW, either like a 5 Series or a 4 Series maybe. I don't know. I don't know yet. I need something. I've been saving up forever.
How about your Blitz your Blitz Bronco or your Blitz Ford? Your Blitz Explorer. Is it about over?
Yeah.
No.
In fact, it started acting up today, didn't it?
Yeah, that's why I drove my BMW today. I almost drove my Jeep.
I'll tell you what I almost did is my fucking shoulders. I need to get back in the gym because my shit's locked up.
Oh.
I'm getting frozen shoulder. Hello?
We should go on the kayak, Bubba.
Fuck that.
I'm taking my kayak out today.
Get kayak. I'll drown
it. From Brooksville.
Hey, buddy.
Blitz, I got a question for you.
What's up?
A 26, what is it? I can't remember the name of it.
26.
26 what?
The 5th edition Ruger.
You talking about a gun?
You sure it's not a Glock?
Glock. I mean, I'm sorry, Glock.
Yeah.
Glock 26.
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
No, because it's...
Okay.
I don't like the double stack, and it's old. I mean, like, back in the day, they were nice, but now I'd get, like, a 43 or 43X.
What do I got?
Oh, okay.
What do I carry for my daily, that 40?
I don't.
Is it a 23?
It's
a Gen 5. That's right.
Yeah, the Gen 5. That's just the grip.
Oh. Is my gun junk?
No, yours is fine.
I got
all right. Well, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the 26. Sure. They were good back in the day. They've been around forever. But I don't like I don't like the double stack. They're too thick.
I was going to say that. Yeah, it's about and adds, half inch onto it?
It does. It's too thick. I'd rather have the 43 or a 43X.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, man.
You got it.
Bye, buddy. Thanks. Lummy, I got cement shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Lummy, did you get track your gun?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
You got your gun?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Do you have a license?
It's in the process.
Hey, sorry.
License to ill.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Blitz, what do you think about the old 6.4 sequential internationals and the Ford 2010.
I don't want
sequential
something.
Turbos.
I want something new.
I was just asking your opinion if you knew anything about it. You seem like a knowledgeable dude.
Blitz knows everything about everything. Just ask him. It's a fucking know-it-all, big-headed, fucking Al Sharpton-looking motherfucker.
Right. The big dog.
The fucking big-ass cock.
Right.
He's got such a big cock that he can take pictures of it and show it to his boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got good, you know you got a big cock, Lummy, when you're like, hey, look at this.
Hey, look at me in the shower.
Yeah.
I wouldn't brag about it, but hey, what do you think about the 6.4? Have you ever had any?
I think I had a 6.4 Blitz one.
I think you did.
And it was junk.
It was, oh, really? You thought, yeah, it's you know, that's a sequential two turbos.
I had a brand new F-350 in 2006. I don't know if those were the six O's or the 6.4s, but it was
fucking... Yeah, 6.0s are garbage unless you bulletproof them.
They were garbage. It was garbage. Yeah. And I got a shit, too, just to let you everybody
on deck. Yeah, he's got a shit on deck.
I do got a shit on deck. So,
all right, well, you go... Hey, take your phone and look at Blitz's dick and take a shit.
Thanks.
That sounds fun.
I don't send my dick out. Sorry. I don't send it.
And I'm not even asking for his dick pics. He just shows them to us.
Well, you started out begging for it. And now you're over it.
We didn't really beg for it. We knew you lost a lot of weight, and you're like, hey, you should see my dick.
We're yeah,
like,
grows right. every 10 pounds.
No, you initially wanted to see it because he had seen yours.
Right.
And then you were.
I had seen
yours. And then you regretted asking because you said it was big. Because
he's just a fucking weirdo.
Right.
Like,
well,
you know,
who isn't? We all work here. We're fucking crazy. We're all mentally ill.
Well, he's got pictures of my dick. He's seen them before.
Yeah.
Because he controls my cloud and all the bullshit. He knows everything mm-hmm. I do. Gets
yeah,
fucking
he's
really...
basically God.
He just gets overwhelming sometimes. In fact, I tell him, you know what? Don't even tell me what you know about me because it makes me mad.
I don't. I hide most of it. Please. I pretend like I don't know.
Please do that.
You'll just have a thought and he already knows what you're mm-hmm. thinking.
That is true, unfortunately.
So we're talking about my dick one day, and of course he's like, yeah, I see your dick. I'm like, okay, I know you see my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and I go, well, let me see your dick.
I said, all right.
Because you have seen my dick, and I need to have a reference point on your dick.
Yep.
Mm.
And now you can't just say, oh, it's not a one-way dickness, if you
yeah.
will.
Right.
Two-way dickness.
It's more of a fair dick.
Double dick
it's,
way.
It's more of a fair dick.
I wanted to make it even.
Yeah.
So he showed it to me. And
I'm,
I was
I'm a team player.
So then he showed it to me. I was like, holy shit.
Save some for the rest of us.
I don't know if that makes me in a worse mood or not.
I don't know, but you look at that YouTube, it looks like you have an elephant dick.
Yeah.
My dick?
Yeah.
Don't show any of that.
Looks good.
Hello?
Did you see a picture I sent you?
Gobble it up.
My underwear.
Hey, brother Tampa Terry here.
Oh,
Canada, brother Tampa Terry. No. Hey, brother.
You're lucky I'm looking at pictures of my dick right now.
Hey, look at that. Oh, Iggy's yeah. micro penis. 25,000 bits to hang up on this cocksucker.
That's it. 25,000. That's it.
That's the bounty. That's
bounty. Oh, that wasn't too long here this time.
Thank you, Iggy's micro penis.
Done deal.
I'm looking at my dick.
Yeah, you like what you see?
No.
No. Oh.
I look old.
Iggy's micro penis.
I got an old looking dick.
Oh.
I look at Grandpa Show's dick in the parking lot. Like. Hey, did you see when Grandpa showed his dick in the parking lot?
I gotta say.
Look at Grandpa show his dick in the parking
hold
lot.
Hold on, Bubba. So I sent you, like, the bad ones that do look bad.
Yeah?
And you do like an old grandpa.
Look at Grandpa show his dick in the parking lot.
Am I like your grandson?
Now Blitz, could you show, is there ones that you could send that look like, hey, there's a cool guy showing his dick? Or is it all Grandpa showing his dick?
I mean, do you want me to be honest?
But it's only took the ones that were bad.
Hold on, let me look.
The video looked good, Bubba.
I will just show you this real fast.
Hold on. You got to be careful what you show.
Oh, I can't show it then.
Yeah.
I can't show any of it.
I mean, here. You can
show me your dick.
Of course, Blitz has got them all.
Show me your dick.
Show me your dick.
Remember that song, Smell Your Dick?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Someone's coming home, 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
Was it Shaq or who? What basketball player?
I thought you were supposed to send me some more favorable ones.
Well,
you sent me these three, and they're all Grandpa shows his dick.
I mean,
Grandpa shows.
Sorry, those are the ones I took. I sent you the one you're kind of showing your ass.
Without.
I think the video helps you out.
You think the video helps me out?
I think it does.
The video does for sure.
Maybe he just edits out that little beginning, the end part.
Oh.
When you're looking for your fupa.
This is what,
Smell your dick.
Anna is sending me.
Smell your dick.
Motherfucking time that I called and left your ass messages. I done text your bitch ass and you ain't responded to nothing. What the fuck is you doing? Who the fuck is you out there with? You think...
If I had a girl wear me, I'd be like, I am not coming home to this, okay? I'm just, can you have my shit packed outside? I can't deal with this nonsense.
What are you on the jet ski with Richard?
Yeah. What do you, I live 3,000 miles away, and what do you just bought a new nightclub? What? Something to make you more fucking pop?
Put me up on your ass tonight, nigga. When you get home, I got some news for your bitch ass.
Why are you coming home? 5 in the morning. Something's going on.
Do you think there's girls?
Yes.
That's a real song, by the way. That's not even a parody of anything.
I mean, there's parodies of it, but that's the real song.
But what I'm saying is, do you think that there are some women that after you've been out till 5 in the morning with your boys, that they will literally
they
say,
smell,
let me smell your dick.
Yes.
Strange vagina on your penis.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. It's, that's why they wrote a song about it, Bubba.
Why are you coming home?
This is on the Bubba 199 playlist, by the way.
I know. So, like, when she come, when you get home at 5 in the morning and she smells your dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, you got some pussy, but you took a fucking great shower.
Well, I mean, that's a thing, too. So
she's not going to let you shower.
It shouldn't smell like soap, either.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, if it smells like brand new soap, then so what's, like, why the fuck are you taking a shower at 5 a.m.?
Exactly.
Well, then you need some spray that makes it
no, because then it's not her spray. She knows what she wears.
You need some, like 12-hour-old dick smelling spray.
Yeah, you need some, I've been out with the boys for 12 hours
sweating
my dick
balls.
Off.
Yeah. Swamp ass.
I need stinky ball spray.
Eau de toilette.
Hey, Jimmy, what? You got any of that fucking stinky nut spray? Yeah.
Right.
Because you know why? I just fucked this bitch, and I think my shit smells like Holiday Inn soap.
Mm-hmm.
So can you fucking spray my shit down?
No, you just borrow it from your boy.
It really is. You got to bring your own soap to hotels, man. That shit sucks.
No, you borrow. That's your boy.
It's like
to, like, grab
hotels
his.
Hotels got the worst over the top. Yeah.
You
got
to bring your own.
No.
Don't say no. I mean, that shit's horrible.
Or the shower gel. You could use shower gel.
Or you can just put poop on your dick.
What?
You already did that.
No, but like if your dick smells like poop, then that just like.
Then she's like, you fucked your boys.
No, you'd be like, you know what?
Why you been fucking goats?
Yeah, why you been fucking your boys when you go out?
I didn't
out?
Butt fuck anybody, but my crotch smells like ass.
Well, then why you got brown marks all over your dick?
You don't leave the marks. You just leave the remnants of the smell.
So you don't have your dick smell like
a little
ass?
Piece, you just take a little piece of shit. You just kind of go bam, bam. Like kind of like milk done a piece of shit on your shelf.
It's like you put the black marks under your eyes when you're playing football.
Yeah, you know how the football guys. Yeah. You just fucking black. You just put a little shit
little
on your
eye black,
dick.
Little eye black.
You just put a little
you
shit.
You put some
on
dick
your,
brown on you.
You put a little shit on your dick.
Put it under your
and
testicles.
Then you wash it just with water and no soap. No soap. No soap.
She thinks she's getting you. You're playing her. You're playing the player.
She's like, I'm like.
She smells your dick. It smells like shit.
But it's gonna smell like pussy too, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Because well, hold on. The
shit
whole point.
Overrides pussy.
That's true.
Well,
shit blitz.
Butts on the pussy.
Shit overrides pussy. And if you got such bad pussy, and if the pussy you got so bad that it overrides shit, you got some bad pussy.
Well, I mean, if you're fucking some floozy at 5 a.m., you don't ever know.
I mean, I wonder if there's some guys who are walking up the fucking, walking up the sidewalk. They open the door, and she's like, all right, let me smell that dick.
You know the drill. Drop them. Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, okay, hold on here. It's like, I think it smells like shit. Like, honey. I've been farting a lot. We ate fucking Taco Bell.
We had not.
Oh, yes, Taco
we
Tuesday.
We had Indian food.
And I had to take a couple shits, and I think, you know, when I wiped my ass, my balls got some shit got on my balls.
They dipped in the bowl.
I mean, sometimes you'll get some shit on your balls, won't you?
I don't think so.
It's late night, you creeping. You could have told me I'm leaving. Now I know you're out there cheating.
I've never been with a girl that insisted on smelling my dick. Has any of us been with a girl that said, let me smell that dick?
Have you ever been with a stripper hoe named Diamond, though?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of diamonds out there.
Yeah, diamonds are real
common. Yeah, diamond in the rough.
Diamond's a real common name. But
it's also a lyric in the fucking song.
Oh.
Call
me back. Texting you, like, nigga, where you at? That's fucked up. Why you do me like that? Sleeping, you tricking. In the club with dirty foot bitches. My girl was there, she witnessed. She had a camera phone, she took pictures.
Here you go. two more lines and you hear Diamond, ready?
Hold on.
You was on the dance floor
right
grinding.
Here.
With a stripper hoe named Diamond. You was tossing hard, you was shining. Everything she drank, you buying.
Everything she drank, you buying.
You need to stop lying.
before I get mad and pull out my nine. You
wanna kill ya? <you? laughs>
New bitch you fuck, then that's fine. But don't fuck hers and try to fuck mine. You keep telling me you ain't touch her, but some keep telling me you don't fuck her. And I ain't that bitch you wanna play with. Nigga drop
see, you don't
let
get...
me smell your dick!
Hold on.
Sorry.
You, this is the last kind of girl you want to date. This bitch will whip your fucking ass, shoot ya, kill and ya. Smell your dick.
And I think,
like, man,
I think some women in certain communities are more likely to smell someone's dick.
Well, like, who and where?
People in my neighborhood.
Yeah, Lummi's neighbors.
Yeah.
Lummi's neighbors.
Pitbull.
Like,
if you go to my
Pitbull
old...
gets his dick smelled quite often, I bet.
Blitz. Like, when you used to go to my, like, where I used to live, I don't think there was a lot of wives smelling dicks back then.
No, you mean your fucking doctor neighbors weren't saying, fucking, let me smell your dick?
Their ratchet-ass old lady wasn't saying, I'm going to smell your dick. And
no,
I got
she said, I haven't seen that dick in 15 years, and I don't want to see it now.
Yeah, she's like, I'm glad you got somebody to take care of that little doctor dick of yours. I got the pool boy on this pussy.
Right.
Pussy.
In fact, it's reverses are changed in the rich community. It's like, bitch, let me smell your pussy. That's how it was in my place.
Yeah.
Bitch, let me smell your pussy. Smells like a thermos. The fuck?
Why are you coming home at 5 in the morning? Something's
and I got to tell you, man, if you're coming home at 5 in the morning, there's just nothing that's going to work out at 5 in the morning.
No. While you got glitter on your dick?
Yeah. See, what you got to do is you got to stop by the gas station and fill your car up and then spray a little bit on the
just spray gasoline all over yourself?
That's what you do. That's what the
get
fuck
get rid
you
of
do.
The crabs, too.
Floor cleaner on
so
it.
So what you do is you're going, you fill your car up right before you get home.
So you just spill some on your
right, just like, oops, and just fucking spray it all over your pants?
You just spray, man, and then you walk in, you're like, nothing. No kind of bad pussy overrides gas.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got some pussy that overrides
gas. Here, bitch,
gas,
you want some of my dick? Smell this.
And then just take a lighter to it.
87 octane, bitch.
She'll pull out her 9.
With Chevrons.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, so my dick smells like pussy. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Yeah, well, what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
Is there a song from a rapper going, all I need to do is smell your pussy?
It's R. Kelly.
I think the man in the video has a rebuttal.
It's coming up.
No, you can't.
I think it starts right now, doesn't it?
Don't play me like a fool, cause it ain't cool. So what you need to do is let me
smell
you.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, come on.
This is his reply right here.
Look what the homie's got to say.
Yep. Smell my dick. Wait a minute. Hold up. See, that's how bitch get eyes swollen.
He's gonna hit you back.
That's what he just said, bitch. That's how I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's how a bitch get an eye swole up.
Is that how a bitch get an eye swole up?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
See, that's how a bitch get an eye swole up. And I don't give a damn what your homegirl seen when I was in the club. What the fuck you mean? They ain't got no business time me like that. You ain't got no business trying me like that. I wasn't even feeling a diamond like that. I was wildin', but I wasn't clowning like that. That's alright, that's okay.
See, this is a true homie right here.
Yep.
This is a fucker. This is how Ty J would say some shit.
He drinks lots of liquor.
This is what Ty J would say.
You ever leave what your own girl say? A nigga like me, drink a lot of liquor, meet a lot of bitches, take a lot of pictures. I'm like, regret, with one or two strippers, but that don't mean you gotta pull my zipper. Thinking I dick down the whole town, even though I got dick to go around.
Hey, I got dick to go around.
Yeah.
Why you coming home? 5 in the morning.
Oh, she just took his cell phone and threw it off the building.
Uh-oh.
That's a $1,000 cell phone.
Can I smell your dick?
It might be Cricket.
Oh, is this a video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to play it.
No,
okay,
don't play it.
Okay, no.
I'll play it, but you can't play it.
Yeah.
You can watch it.
Oh, she's pissed.
I really like his rebuttal, though.
Yeah,
they got a great relationship.
Now she's taking all his clothes. I think she's throwing him off the balcony.
Yeah, maybe bleach him, too.
I only got like 5 outfits.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. Oh, it's the cheap bleach.
I only got like 5 outfits, man, so you're going to put a hurting on my shit.
You know, hold on. Real bleach is not even expensive. Why would you buy the cheap bleach? Get a fucking corset on.
I did have a friend one time that came home to all of his shit on the driveway with the fucking sprinklers on.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Because his cell phone was open and he's with bitches and his wife heard him talking
Oops.
To the bitches.
Oops,
to get his phone in the weeds.
That's a real healthy relationship.
Can't find it, apparently.
Yeah. He's got a Snickers warm-up suit on. Probably what his dick looked like, a big old Snickers.
Mm. Peanuts all over.
I like when he said you get your eye on Swo.
Oh, my God.
Let me smell your
You're going to have that in your head the rest of the day.
Oh, I know.
You'd be singing
in
that.
In conjunction with looking at the pictures of Blitz since me, looks like I got a grandpa dick.
While you're taking a poop.
I got some more pictures I can send you.
Guys who went with me to this bachelor party back in March, every one of them and wives had GPS trackers on their phones.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
fuck that.
That's what my buddy, who you know who it is.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
That the wives all put GPS. That's fucked up.
Why would you want to be with someone you don't even trust?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
if I was going to be with a girl, I'd be like, listen, I'm going to get some pussy tonight. It's my last night to get pussy. And so I'm going to get some pussy. Look, and probably while we're married, I'm probably going to get some pussy then, too. I've just never been a real faithful guy. I like to get pussy.
Well, I am. But
that's
like,
my new song is I like to get pussy. Sorry.
No, like when I'm with somebody, I'm with someone. I don't fuck around. I don't do none of that shit. But like, if you're going to put that shit on my phone, fuck you.
Well, when I'm with people, I fuck around.
Well,
you let them know beforehand, though.
Yeah,
so you're good.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm like, listen,
that's
you know what?
I mean, that's if the, as no long as you're cool.
There's no cuddle. Right. I like to fuck.
Like,
around.
Listen, bitch, you're gonna wipe my ass, and then I'm gonna cheat on you.
No,
I would never be with a bitch that would fucking put a GPS tracker on my phone and want to know where I was at all times.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Like, listen, you know what? I like to get some pussy. I like you. I love you.
Love. Wow.
Okay, but that's I like strong. To get some pussy. Not up your ass either. A couple days a week's all I can handle. Need my alone time.
Have you ever had him beg for more than a couple days a week?
Yeah. Be like, no, you can't. Uh-uh. Better schedule. Stick to it. Older I get, the more I get, you know, set in my ways.
Right. They still beg, though?
Yeah. Speaking of begging, I'm begging to get the fuck out of here, so I can give me some chicken and noodles.
And take a poo-poo.
And I got to, you know, my poop subsided.
It's what?
Oh, no.
It's subsided.
Subsided?
Mommy, I love you.
Love you too, Bubba.
It's excited.
Lummy, will you get a hold of creatine, Travis? Tell that paper tiger motherfucker we better get our fountain done.
Yes, I will definitely do it.
And can we put fish in it this weekend?
Well,
we should let it run for a while.
We gotta let it circulate for at least a week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.